A methody parson whose name it were George. He were jovial tinker not long from the forge. He'd a virtuous woman who were George's good friend, and he'd oft come to see her, a soul for to mend, singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe. This good woman's husband, no methody he, a good honest churchman, both jolly and free, and he loved the brown jug like a good honest man. And his house was hung round with good bacon and ham, singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe." One day he came home and he found them at prayers. George looked very honest, devout and sincere. So he looked round the room for he'd reason to guess, and he plainly could see that his bacon grew less, singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe." He looked round the room, both cunning and sly, and in George's pocket he cast a quick eye, for he saw something in it without any doubt. Said he, "Honest man, what's that got in the clout? Singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe." "Oh," said George, "it's God's only word, it's the word of the scripture I have of the Lord. For when I'm at home, I scarce never am idle, and I makes it a study to read from the Bible, singing, 'Fal did a lady de laddie I owe.'" "Then pull out the Bible," the churchman replied, "or by the Lord Harry, I'll paddle thee hide, and I'll bray thee within an inch of thy life, for the Bible's that bacon I stole from me wife, singing, 'Fal did a lady de laddie I owe.'" George shuffled about and his Bible pulled out, a good lump of fat bacon rolled out on his clout. Then he took to his heels, for he dursn't be idle, and from that day to this he's preached that Bible, singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe." So all you good churchmen who lead honest lives, I'll have thee take care of the bacon and wives, for where there's a fleet, a great care must be taken, 'cause they'll preach forever where there's plenty fat bacon, singing, "Fal did a lady de laddie I owe."